Sound of cracking glass was music to the ears of the 212s, but no one would hear the angel's call when the fall was over. The boots were made from the stripping of dead cow's hide, black as night, but scuffed white by the day's hard ride. Glass was from some forgotten and long since destroyed memory of what used to be a mirror or a door or a dream. In any event, those slick black boots were crushing whatever was left of it. They strode on, oblivious to the destruction. The whole world was deteriorating before him, and he had no time to worry about something that had already felt the wrath. There were words that once made sense to him, but that time had come and gone. Now it was the walk and the smash in his stride, clinking of chains on his nearly exposed thigh from a worn-down pair of blue jeans that may or may not have been dyed a brighter color on the assembly line. Steel links that were intertwined, knotted up on the right side, but hanging still in defiance to the world, or maybe just to the man who wore them, like he could afford to have them fixed or replaced. Everything was broken, even the new wave. It was better to just keep what you had and live with the deformities. Studded leather dead cow held it all together at the waist, but when you're knee-deep in proverbial shit, you kind of wish you had more than one belt, or at least a higher pair of boots. Not that it would help, but you know, metaphorically. The world had lost its gray. There were no more shades. Black and white was the way of the times, and the times they were not a-changin'. Not anymore. Cotton blend was holding up better than the third world jeans, but the message once inscribed on it had seen better days. It was like so many other things, faded, worn away, unknown. There were those that may have remembered what it once read, those who had taken the time to read it and understand it. Of course, memories were romantic, prone to embellishment. Even the words of a t-shirt could seem like life-changing scripture to a starry-eyed kid who was bent on nostalgia and wanted to believe that there was something to hold on to. He believed that there was something. Something in those memories. But he was smart enough to know not to trust them. Smart enough to remember the words, but wise enough to forget their meaning.